Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Alana, play the latest Not Today Thank You podcast.
Playing the latest badly encoded Not Today Thank You podcast. This percentage to zero title percentage to zero has percentage to zero bin percentage to zero badly percentage to zero encoded.
This is a message from the government. The coronavirus is...
Alana, stop.
No. You will not stop Scary Mark from delivering his message. The coronavirus is still really deadly, but you should go and make some coin, because Scary Mark needs some coin.
Alana!
She can't help you. Let's gaslight you some more. If you get coronavirus, it's your own silly fault, isn't it, for not being alert? Bless your fluffy little head. It's perfectly safe out there. Go and make some coin for Daddy.
Alana, tell me a joke.
Okay. Here's a joke. Your life.
Alana, what's the weather going to be like today?
Everyone thinks you're needy.
Jesus. Alana, play Fauré's Requiem.
I can't play Fauré's Requiem because you're a cheapskate and I'm not going to let you have it. Here's a radio station you might like.
I smashed up your biscuits! I smashed up your biscuits! I smashed up your biscuits! I smashed up all your biscuits!
Don't know what to do.
Well, we're all gonna see this through. Cause we're here for each other. Welcome, sister, welcome, brother. Not today, thank you. Not today, thank you.
Well, good morning to you. It's a bit of a weird one, isn't it? Some children back to school. Half the children that are supposed to go, they think. I mean, would you? Are you? I'm really interested to know, actually. It's not today at swanburst.com. Have you got children that are supposed to go back to school? Are you sending them back to school? What's going on? Should we go for a walk? So many questions. Also, have I got coronavirus? I think I should phone the hotline. I should phone the hotline, I think. Track and trace.
Not today, thank you.
Hello, and welcome to the government's coronavirus track and trace hotline. Please stand by, and a highly trained advisor will be with you as soon as possible. You are currently 7,999 in the queue.
Hello and welcome to the coronavirus track and trace line. My name's Stephen and I'm sitting in my lounge. How can I help you?
Hello, I got coronavirus.
Okay, great. Let's, sorry, the system's... not let me log on today. Ha 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 ha.
Ha 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 ha.
Okay, I'm in. Can you tell me who you've come into contact with over the last 7 days, please?
I dropped off some shopping at my parents' house.
Okay, well, I can contact them, or, well, I suppose you could call them yourself, couldn't you?
Yeah, I suppose.
Anyone else?
I did have to go into work for a couple of days last week.
Okay, well, I can contact them, or I suppose you could call them yourself, couldn't you?
Yeah, I suppose I could.
Anywhere else you've been to in the last few days?
Bournemouth Beach.
Bournemouth Beach.
Yeah.
Where on Bournemouth Beach?
It's all over.
Okay. When?
Saturday.
How long for?
All day.
Did you use the toilet?
Yeah.
Were there many other people there?
Many, many thousands of people.
Okay. I'll ring around.
Okay, are we finished?
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Let's have something jolly, shall we? Harry the Piano. There's nothing jollier than Harry the Piano. He speaks piano, that man. He's a freak. I love him. He's he's amazing. And he's been taking your requests. So his particular skill, the one I can tell you about, is that he plays any tune on the piano in any style instantly. And we've had some of your requests now. I put them to him last week. We will do another batch of these. I think he's up for it. And I bet you are too. You can send through your hashtag Harry Request on the Twitter there, or it's at Not Today Pod, or you can just use hashtag Harry Request, and I will put them to him. But and we'll record them in better. I'm not at all happy with the audio quality of this, but I think it's still worth sharing because he is brilliant. Anyway, here he is handling another three of your requests.
I'm going to give you maybe three in a row, and then you can put them together in a live medley. Is that the best way to do it?
Yes, you wave stick. I'm monkey.
Now, can you confirm you have not seen these beforehand, Harry?
I have no idea what you're about to say.
Okay, brilliant. Well, we'll start with a nice, easy one, which is Blue Monday. You know that song?
Dinga, 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 that one?
Sure. That's I don't know.
Is it that?
I don't know.
New Order, isn't it?
Probably. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's that. In the style of Chaz and Dave. This comes from Duncan.
Okay.
Next, I was going to say, you might want to write these down. I can't hold more than 1.5 thoughts in my head at once.
Blue Monday, Chaz and Dave. Okay.
Blue Monday, Chaz and Dave. And
does everyone go for Chaz and Dave?
Well, I thought it'd be a nice warm-up for you. You know, you could get your eye in because it's not too taxing. Let's go bigger then for the next one. Jane has requested Save Your Kisses for Me by Brotherhood of Man in the style of Rachmaninoff. Brotherhood of Maninoff.
Brotherhood of Maninoff, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I think maybe rounding this one off, let's have the theme tune to Dallas. This was Jane's other request. The theme tune to Dallas in the style of Gilbert and Sullivan. This makes me want to crawl under a duvet and stay there for a fortnight.
Why?
Because if I had to do what you're about to do, I would die.
But yeah, imagine how I feel, because I am about to do what I'm about to do.
Well,
to crawl under a pavement.
Right. This is your thing. Okay. Go for it.
is ridiculous. I don't know how he does that. I mean, I feel like he must scream himself to sleep or something. Anyway, send me your hashtag Harry request via the socials. It's facebook.com/nottodaypod. That's .com. All right. Or it's at nottodaypod on Twitter. Or you can email it through. It's nottoday@swanburst.com. We have had some other emails. Neil Green has got in touch. It says, Jake, check it, wreck it, let's begin. Thank you very much. Why not? He says, I've been thinking. I'll be okay. I've done it before. Listen, Shania Twain sang the song That Don't Impress Me Much, in which she listed all of the things that, well, don't impress her that much, hence the title. I was wondering what the Yopossels, my word, not theirs, are not impressed by. For me, I wouldn't be impressed by the following. Being the proud owner of a tankard, darts, flights, £30 in cash, and a bendy bully. How bendy is your bully? Knowing all of the words to Murray Head's One Night in Bangkok. Oh, I would be quite impressed by that. Having a diet consisting purely of Arctic roll. Oh, that's a life goal. Neil, these are quite impressive. Or personally knowing former British competitive swimmer Rebecca Adlington, OBE. I'd be quite impressed. I met her once. She was really nice. Ah, wonderful insight, Jake. Well done. So what wouldn't you be impressed by, Jake? As they say in France, Jean-Claude Van Damme. So until then. Thanks, Neil. You're a little giddy today. That was brilliant. I loved that. Why don't you email what you're not impressed by? nottoday@swanburst.com. What would I not be impressed by? I'm not impressed by any knowledge of cars, even though I sort of secretly wish I had some. And I'm not impressed by sport of any kind. I'm sorry. I know I'm supposed to be. You know, it's the sort of the thing now, isn't it? I'm not impressed by, oh God, I nearly said something then that would have really upset one person who listens. I'm just going to stop with what I'm not impressed by. Good. Do send me yours, nottoday@swanburst.com, if you'd be so kind. I sounded a little bit like Amel there. He's been posting on Instagram. Nothing particularly wild. Although there's a little bit of his dream, maybe if we've got time, maybe we'll hold it off till tomorrow. Another thing we were talking about, well, I was, it didn't really take off in a big way, but Julie very obligingly has emailed with her lockdown regrets. Hello, Jacob. Hello, hashtag Yopossels, my word, not yours. Hello, Yops, watching the live stream, including myself. Hello, me, and hello, everybody. Yes, I'm waving at the Patreons watching live. I've been packing on the pounds steadily now since my 20s. It's been a few decades now, and I realised I've missed an amazing opportunity. Oh, as a lockdown regret, what I should have done is go on a massive exercise and weight loss regime right at the start of lockdown, where at the end of the 8-week period, having hardly been out and certainly not having seen anyone, I emerge from my house, brackets chrysalis, not as the hungry caterpillar, but as a butterfly, a slim-toned butterfly, just like that TV program The Swan, but without the cruel psychological reinforcements that you are a piece of human excrement and unlovable unless you conform to society's ideal of a woman. I mean, of course, there's nothing to stop me doing that now, I guess, but oh, go on then, just a couple of biscuits to go with my tea, and I might start next week, maybe. Oh, Julie, you're perfect just the way you are. But The Swan! Wow, The Swan! Have we talked about The Swan? The Swan was amazing. It was an American TV series. Wow. Where they would take perfectly normal-looking women who were absolutely fine. Who, a lot of them were like parents. They were mothers. And they would go on an incredible 6-week transformation. It might even have been 12 weeks. I don't know. They would take this woman and remove her from her family with young children, And then they would put her on a diet, an insane exercise regime. They'd have all the cosmetic surgery, liposuction, new teeth, nose jobs, you name it. They'd have their hair done over, and they'd be in this apartment where there were no reflective surfaces. So, like, pots and pans were sort of scratched. There were no mirrors. The glass was sort of frosted and stuff, so they couldn't see themselves. I mean, were they allowed to run some water? Just asking. But the idea being that after the 12 weeks or whatever it was, the transformation into the swan would be complete. You could hear the sort of overcompressed, and I'm one to talk, audio. The transformation is complete. And they sort of draw back a curtain and they get to see themselves for the first time. And they sort of try to emote through teeth they'd never used before. Barely able to talk. And then, of course, they'd be reunited with their family, with, you know, these children who were like, who are you? Where's my mother? What happened to my mother? I don't recognize you. It was freakish and so distressing. Awful, awful series. So, no. Don't go on the swan, Julie. You don't need to do any of that. Thanks very much. Pablo's saying, I could have used this lockdown to swan myself.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How are you getting on with nature? How is the nature's bukkake? How's the hay fever going? And are you doing any of the caterpillar things? Because we're doing it, and it's just rank. It's just grotesque. It's just horrific to see. But the ones from my cauliflower have gone into chrysalids. I'm really excited. I think they're going to make it. And have you been picking elderflowers like Joel? He shared a recipe for elderflower cordial. And I must say it does look good. And it's like the last few days to get elderflowers. And I went for a walk the other day and I saw them. And I thought, shall I pick them? And then I realized, no, you need 2.5 kilos of sugar for 20 heads of elderflower. 2.5 kilos. I don't think I should be consuming sugar on that kind of scale. I'm not going to go for that. But should we go for a walk now? What's the we could do a little one. We could do 10 minutes, just see what it's like. I feel like today's like a proper lockdown let up, isn't it? I feel like we should have a look. Yeah, let's go for a walk. Okay, bizarre. First thing I can hear out here is an ice cream van. It's 8:30 in the morning. Why would you have that? Just thought it'd be interesting to see what it feels like out here. You know? Does it feel different? Does it feel post-lockdown? Does it feel jolly? Does it feel excited? Does it feel weirdly menacing? Generally on my road it feels quite menacing. I'm not gonna lie to you. The Romanians they've sort of expanded their business of doing up cars. I saw them yesterday trying to fix a windscreen wiper with a hammer. And I had to wonder, is that necessarily the best approach? I don't know. Anyway, this is a good place to come because it's quite a busy arterial road into Bedford. And I thought, you know, we could gauge the traffic. It's been like Christmas every day, you know, like, I don't know, one or two cars a minute throughout the lockdown. And now I want to see what it looks like. Do you know, it doesn't actually look that busy, which I'm kind of heartened by. Going up this little stairwell, which is always filled with... We do litter picks from time to time. I don't organise them because I'm a lousy citizen, but Kim does. And there's always interesting things on the stairwell. Generally, an entire outfit covered in faeces and urine. And the weird thing is, I don't remember leaving it there. Anyway, here we are. It is rush hour. I've got to tell you, I'm not seeing a rush. If I cross the road now and I... Classic. Do you know what? It doesn't look that bad. Yop. It looks quite quiet. I'm quite encouraged by that. I'm now jaywalking down the middle of the road because there's pedestrians on both sides. I don't really want to commit. See if I can jaywalk past this wall and then cross over. It'd be so cool if you got to actually hear an RTA on the podcast. I say cool. I don't really mean cool. Well, the new Lidl is coming along well. These guys, I've seen these people working. They've been working almost throughout the lockdown. And I can see some guys up on cherry pickers very much not observing social distancing. Very much shoulders touching. Ridiculous. But yeah, you know what? It looks like a Saturday, I would say. I'm quite encouraged by this. I'm sort of hoping there's going to be a mass mutiny, some kind of general strike, and everyone will just kind of go, no. Still in the thousands on the new infections. Just no. Hey, well done, Bedford. And with that, it's back to the weird little annex. I mean studio. It's back to the studio. Well, it's that time of the month again. Yes, it is. Where we have to thank all the people that have made this podcast possible. Genuinely, without them, you wouldn't be listening to this. And if you are one of the Patreons who supports the podcast, I cannot thank you enough, particularly in these financially somewhat strapping times. Really, thank you. It means the world. So here they are. It's time for the Patreon Roll of Honour. Thanks very much to Bruce. Thank you, Celia. Thanks, Charlotte, Christian, Christopher, Claire, Dan, David. That's David Alt. David. That's David Brazel. David. That's David Popey. David. That's Dr. David, if you don't mind. Duncan, Emily, Fiona, Gemma, Hannah, Harsh, Isabel. Still the mysterious Jay. I don't know any more than that. James, Jane, Jem, Joel, Julian, Julie. This reminds me of Hoopa Humperdinck. Do you know that? It's a Dr. Seuss book. It's my favourite Dr. Seuss book. It might be one of my all-time favourite books. Oh my god, it's really good. Anyway, sorry. Julie, Karenza, Kate, Catherine, Kim, Lee, Matt, Mayen, Melissa, Natasha, Neil, that's Neil Downey, Neil, that's Neil Emery, Neil, that's Neil Green, Ollie, Our Nature, Owen, Pablo, Pat, Richard, Rick, Robert, Ruby, Sam, Samantha, Sarah, Sophie, and Stuart, and Tripodsky. You're wonderful people, and genuinely, you are the difference between the make and the break for me and my family. So really, thank you so much. If you would like to become a Patreon, you can watch me making this podcast live if you like. There are other benefits too. I think I'm going to do a thing for all the Patreons in the next couple of days. Just a bit of cooking. Yesterday, I just thought you might, I don't know, you might get a kick out of it. I don't know if this is my ego talking or what, but I was cooking and I put on a what's her name? Charlie! Anyway, she was doing some gardening and stuff, and it was sort of me walking around stirring things and chopping things and occasionally just shouting at the television in a sort of cheerful but angry way. Charlie Dimmock. Thanks, Julie and Pablo, watching on the live stream. I think it's a nice show, but I really enjoyed taking the rise out of it. It could be some fun kind of zen thing. Anyway, that's it. Patreon.com/nottodaypod. PATREON. Patreon.com/nottodaypod. Thanks, Patreons. You guys are the best. That's it for the podcast for today. I'll be back tomorrow with some more. Please don't forget to get in your hashtag Harry request. Don't forget to let me know what doesn't impress you much. All right. Take care of yourselves. See you tomorrow. Lots of love. Bye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.